Are you ready to talk Padres off-season baseball?
We've got you covered.
Today is our last show of the off-season before heading off to spring training. And it's Jesse Agler's last show before heading off to new duties.
I believe, as the kids say, it's go time.
So today, get ready to talk about the upcoming Padres season with the hardest working man in San Diego.
I dream about work. I mean, I'm definitely that guy. Like, it's always in my head. Like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, I'll be like, oh, that's a good thing to talk about on the show. And I can't escape this stuff.
Now, coming to you from the AMR studio, it's Padres Social Hour,
the off-season edition,
with your host, Jesse Agler.
Who wants to talk Super Bowl?
Come on.
Oh, man.
What are you talking about? Welcome to Padres Social Hour. It is the final show before spring training.
And it is the final show
of you.
Yeah, that's not a big deal, though.
No.
They put in some guy that kind of looks like me, I think, and then everything will be okay. You won't even notice. Thank you both for being here. Bill Center, longtime sports writer here in San Diego, and the Cy Young Award winner, Randy Jones. I thought very formal introductions were due today.
Really?
I'm just glad Center didn't wear a sport coat to try and show us up.
I was really shocked.
He's pulled that off a couple times lately. You notice that?
Right.
You come in. I almost wore a tuxedo today.
just
to make sure that you didn't outdress me again. But
you look very casual.
You know what? Last show. and we got a lot going on here, okay? We're obviously going to talk Padres. We're going to talk spring training, getting ready for that. We're not going to break down the Super Bowl or Marshawn Lynch or Daniel Bryan. No, don't worry about it. We're not. Ted Leitner is going to stop by. So we'll catch up with Uncle Teddy. Maybe talk a little Aztecs, but a lot of Padres. And also, we're going to meet the new host of Padres Social Hour. And Mike Grace is going to swing by. We're going to have some fun.
Nice.
We're going to have some fun. Blooper is here. And Blooper, correct me if I'm wrong, we're trying out a new piece of technology today, aren't we?
Yes.
All right. Raise your hand if you think it's going to work.
With Blooper running
It's
going to work.
All right. You know what? I'll be nice today.
Yeah.
I'll be center.
I'm voting yes.
I appreciate the contrarian attitude.
Yeah.
I didn't raise my hand.
So we're going to try out some new technology later, something we'll be using going forward this season, and we'll see if all of that works.
Is there a betting line on whether or not this works? I'd like to get some money down.
If you ever bet in Blooper's favor, you're getting good odds. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's usually 5-1 or so that it doesn't work. If you have confidence in Blooper, you're in position to make some money, but I don't know that bet has ever panned out.
I think it's going to about halfway through the
– I play
whatever we're doing, it's going
go to
it'll explode.
Yeah.
It'll explode. We'll actually have a fire on set.
Yeah.
That would honestly be a great way to go out. Literal fireworks.
I mean, it'll work, then it won't work.
Yeah.
It'll work, it won't work.
All right, so as I said, the next show after this one will be from Peoria. It's here, man. Like, the Super Bowl is over. Look, I know basketball is going on. I know hockey is going on. I'm not trying to be dismissive of either of those things. You got March Madness coming up, eventually the NBA and NHL playoffs. But to me, when the Super Bowl ends, that little cactus light bulb goes off over my head.
And believe me, for baseball players, the same way.
Countdown.
I mean, it starts January 1, but once that Super Bowl's over with, okay, now you turn all your attention, you know, straight to baseball, and you lock in.
You excited?
Love it.
I'm really excited. So, Super Bowl 1, you were at Chapman, right?
Yes, Chapman.
L.A. Coliseum.
Right. Yeah.
Super Bowl 1.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just trying to figure out where Randy was for Super Bowl.
Where were you?
I was actually, for Super Bowl 1, I was in the service.
You're in the service.
Right.
Did they get you the game somewhere?
I didn't see it. I had duty that day. So.
Okay, you didn't get. But, of course, the Super Bowl then.
It was just the world championship game. It was not the Super Bowl.
Coliseum's like, what, you know, 3/4 filled.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, a couple different networks televised it. Totally a different animal. But as I said, we're not going to break down the Super Bowl, nor discuss the history of the Super Bowl. That was a stinker game, though. I'll say that. It was hard to watch. It was a little ugly.
I thought the whole afternoon was hard to watch.
Right.
You including the commercials at
halftime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blooper, what'd you think of Beyonce?
I was more of a Coldplay guy.
Oh, no.
I actually enjoyed that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bill, what about you? The kids'
music. I didn't watch the halftime.
Didn't
watch it at all.
You took a break from the game.
Second the first half was over, I walked away. I actually did some work, and then I came back. Came back after the first score of the third quarter. I missed
wow.
It,
so you missed everything, basically.
Right. Yeah.
All right, fine. No more football, I promise. We just said, last show before spring training, if we were doing the show live like we do during the regular season and we were taking the tweets – with the hashtag PadresSH, I imagine, Bill, Randy, most of the questions coming our direction would be something along the lines of, is A.J. Preller going to do anything big before pitchers and catchers report, like, what, a week from Thursday?
Right.
What do you think?
I don't think he's going to do anything big now. I still think he could do something during spring training. But I think he and Andy Green want to see how what they have right now shakes out.
So you're going no?
I'm going no.
I'm RJ? Going no.
Okay.
I'm
going
to go no. Nothing big, I don't think. But I agree. AJ's not done yet. I don't think this 25-man roster is all here yet.
Sure.
That's my opinion.
You agree with that, Bill? Sometime before spring
Absolutely.
Training, we'll see a couple
well,
of things
year,
shuffled up.
Last year, it was the day before the season started.
I recall.
Right. So I
don't. It was Easter Sunday. Everybody was relaxing, hanging out with family. Right. Last day before the season starts. And, by the way, you just acquired one of the best closers right. in baseball.
More importantly, when are you reporting?
To spring training? Yeah. The 18th.
Oh, okay.
Pitchers and catchers.
Pitchers, catchers, and Jesse.
Yeah, man. They got to be there. Check it out. Take the whole scene in. I love spring training, man. I absolutely love. As a player, did there ever get to a point, you know, where you were like, oh, boy, or are you that excited
always,
for the start of it?
Yeah. Always excited. Even after 5 years after I retired, there's 5 years where I still get the itch. It took me a good 5 years to get it out of my system where I didn't start thinking about spring training and getting those competitive juices going in February.
I was always from a sports writing right. perspective.
I was always anxious to get there,
okay.
but I got to admit,
uh-oh.
The end of March and stuff, the fourth and fifth weeks of spring training were just like, get me out of
oh,
here.
You're chomping at the bit.
Should
right.
it be shorter with
yeah.
now? I mean, there is a difference, right? But Randy, when you played, a lot of guys, they showed up to spring training to get in shape.
Yes.
Right? That's sort
in
of the
old
the
days,
thing I've
there
always
was
heard.
More guys like that. And every time the coaches were always disappointed when the guy came in 18 pounds right. overweight.
Yeah, they got the calipers out and they're squeezing at the stomach a little bit.
Usually just observation was good enough. You could tell.
They didn't need any tools?
You didn't need any calipers.
But today, these guys, you know, they're modern professional athletes.
Right.
You know, they're working out every day of the year, it seems like. So you do think it could be shorter, spring
oh, yeah.
training?
Plus the 5 weeks was always – I mean, the length of spring training, the 6 weeks, was always designed to get pitchers ready to go nine innings.
Don't go there.
And now it's not
– Don't do it.
Are you suggesting guys don't throw nine innings all the time anymore?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Hey, stretch them out to 5 1/3.
Yeah. Oh, 5 2/3, you're ready. You
right.
can start tomorrow.
Exactly. So I think it could be 4 weeks.
Oh, easy.
Right.
Easy.
You think that's something the players would want to address in the CBA, if you know, knowing
think,
these guys?
I think they'd love that.
Interesting.
And I think they are. I think they are going to address
Are you breaking news? Have you spoken to Tony Clark or somebody, and I don't know it? Are you on the horn with Dave Winfield?
There was a conversation. I had a conversation with somebody, I won't say who it was,
okay.
that one of the things that the players would like to see a shorter spring training.
It makes sense from that standpoint.
It really
now,
does.
I'll say this, from like fan standpoint, from what my job is standpoint, it's like the best 6 weeks of the year. It really is. And granted, I guess October would be better, and that's what you're working towards. But those first, you know, 10 days or so was workouts, really get an opportunity to speak to the guys, get to know them a little bit, you know, poke and prod, find out some information, and just watch baseball in this very pure practice form. You know, it's very informal. It's very loose. It's really fun. And then those games, I like seeing – you know, the prospects. I
right.
like seeing, you know, I think as a casual fan, you roll up to Peoria and it's the seventh inning and you go, oh gosh, you know, here comes 72 to pitch. And I get that as a casual fan, that's not a big deal to you. But to us, like, we know who 72 is and we're excited to see 72, you know, throw an inning or two.
I'm glad somebody is.
Right. okay. What was your first number when you?
I'm 52.
52, first big league camp.
No. First big league camp, I was already 35.
Oh, okay.
I got called up in 73. Got
oh, that's
signed
right.
35, and then my first spring training, big league spring training, was the following year.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy. All right, cool. So we're off to a good start. We'll take a break when we come back. I'll talk a little spring training with Ted Leitner, voice of your San Diego Padres and your San Diego State Aztecs.
And your new partner.
Yeah, I'm going to be working
yeah.
with Teddy. So, yeah, that's a big part of all this transition, right, is that I'm going to move upstairs. I'm going to hang out with Ted this year in the radio booth. And as we said also,
Will you still say hello when you pass us in the hallway? I mean,
Randy, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Well, I'll definitely go in. I'll come find you. I know
Please
where
do.
You sit.
Come hang out, man.
I do.
I would
I
never
it.
Get sick of you.
I like that.
Me? Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right, Major League Baseball All-Star Week is coming to San Diego. You know this. But what you might not know is it's way more than just the game. July 8th through the 12th, all kinds of fun activities. You can register now for a chance to purchase tickets at allstargame.com. Registration ends April 20th. Get it now, allstargame.com. Take a break. When we come back, Ted Leitner, Padres Social Hour from Petco Park.
We're back to Padres Social Hour.
The off-season edition.
Keeping you up to date on all the hot stove news with your host, Jesse Agler.
Welcome back, Petco Park, Padres Social Hour. Final show before we head out. Pack up the Social Hour bus. and go to Peoria.
Oh, man.
Randy, you've been in the Social Hour bus.
It's just phenomenal.
It's the height of luxury.
Yeah. And watching Blooper set everything up is like an
e-ticket. He drives it, too. That's the beautiful thing. He's got his special driver's license that allows him to drive. It's more of an RV, really, than a bus.
Right.
But he can get us to Peoria. And it takes no more than 11 hours with him driving.
Nice job, Blooper.
It's outstanding. Ted Leitner is here, voice of the Padres. How
hey,
are
Jess.
You, Ted?
Hey, Jess. Hey, Cy. What's up?
Hey, just having some more fun. Another year.
Hey, thank you, God. Thank you, God. You know I had the great bus member? When Mrs. Kroc had the ball club, she had this incredible bus like it was Willie Nelson. Had it designed specially to travel around in addition to her plane and her helicopter. And this bus was unbelievable. I've never had a home that was as nice as this bus that she had. And she eventually sold it to Alex Spanos, who used it for when the Chargers made the – remember the good old days when the Chargers made the play? When the Chargers made the Super Bowl in the 94 season and the 95 – Super Bowl in Miami, she sold the bus to Alex Spanos, and she was so mad because he gave it to Rush Limbaugh to use that week, and Mrs. Kroc was so liberal, and she was so mad and called me and said, do you know who he gave that bus to? I would have never sold it to him if I'd known that.
That's outstanding.
I love that.
Speaking of luxury
Good
buses
story.
Going to Peoria.
I love it. This is why we should have you on like every single day. And this is why I'm excited to sit next to you almost every single
likewise,
day.
Likewise, I'm sure.
For the next 7 months. That's outstanding. Are you excited? Like this time of year, we were just talking about that.
I always am.
Yeah.
I always am. It's just, you know, the off season is too long, and I'm lucky that I get to do Aztec football and basketball, so I'm doing something. I'm working, and I'm enjoying it, and I love play-by-play, as you do. So that's good. And the anticipation of the offseason, I understand. We can't have an anticipation of an offseason like we had last year, because last year was the greatest anticipation I've ever seen in all the years that
agree.
I've been here.
Yeah.
Because in 98, as Randy knows, there was great anticipation when we got Kevin Brown from Miami as the last piece and thought, wow, Kevin Brown. But in terms of what Caminiti and Finley and those guys were, we didn't know how good they were going to be. It wasn't the same. God, Matt Kemp? And Justin Upton, and it went on and on. It was not like that in 98. Last year was the biggest buildup, and you know what? You know what? I wouldn't change it.
No.
I wouldn't
it was
change
fun.
It for, I understand it was a big disappointment.
But it was
remarkable,
great.
Remarkable that they lost more games. That's almost impossible to do in baseball history. But it happened. But in terms of the excitement in the community and a team that said, hey, we're spending the money, we're going for it, and we're going to do it again, I would not change any part of what they actually did for the team and for the fans. It just didn't work out.
I think that's how some people feel. Not all. You know, I mean, there are people who have sort of, that I've come across at least, who've been embittered maybe a little bit by the way last year went. But I like it. Like you said, give it a shot.
Well, you know, and also I think if the pitching staff would have slammed the door early, like I was anticipating, mm-hmm. that would have been a completely different year last year.
And for you to jump on the pitchers.
Well, I mean, you know, they have to do a better job. You know, I think we all agree with that.
No question. I was in Peoria and talked to Balls, and I said, Balls, this is going to be awesome. And Darren Balls, he said, hey, I don't need one of them to be any better than last season.
I agree.
Just have to be, for the most part, as good. Health is not a given, but if we have health, and it'll be fine. And they were not as good as the previous year. And I'm sorry, that's baseball. It happens. But from a management standpoint and a franchise, Mike D was on 1090 and said earlier and before the season, this franchise has been stagnant. And now, by God, we're going for it. And just that attitude and Ron Fowler saying, here, we're not putting the money in the pocket. Here, spend it. Let's do it. Let's do it with draft choices. Let's do it with free agency. Let's make trades, whatever. But we're going for it. We're not just going to be okay and competitive. We're going for it. With that as the standard now, then the fan shouldn't say, well, I'm burned out. I mean, I'm so disappointed. Everybody's disappointed, but at least they're going for it.
Yeah, they are. You talk about going for it. You bring Andy Green, a new manager at the helm, with new coaches, you know, with maybe new expectations from the players.
Mm-hmm.
Great that they just had, you know, some of the younger guys here for a little orientation for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I love that,
you know.
And start creating that different feeling here, you know, with the San Diego Padres.
No, I understand. And Ron Fowler the other day said, Ron said, you know, we'll be picked fourth, and we should be picked fourth, and that's fine, but we know there's a plan. And in terms of restocking the minor league system, and it had to be. I mean, that minor league system, they used it for that incredible offseason of when they got those guys. Now it's time. You have to restock it. They're doing that. They're going international. They're doing things. Hey, let's be honest. My Padres, in terms of through the years, in terms of not signing international players, I mean, Reimer Laureano, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it for my 30-some-odd years. So now they're taking care of that. They're going to be drafting and developing better. They have to. They haven't done a good job of it. Through different general managers, it hasn't been good. Now the people who are doing it, I have great faith in, so I'm fine with that. Yeah. I understand that.
I mentioned Andy Green. His name came up, the new manager. And I've got to spend a nice amount of time with him so far this offseason. Really looking forward to continuing to get to know him. And we were at a Q&A with some season ticket members maybe 2 weeks ago. And he was talking about going to visit, like, players this offseason. Like, I'm going to fly to Texas and meet with Kashner. I'm going to fly to North Carolina, meet with Myers. And, okay, that's great on its face. And just going and having the meal and shaking their hands and getting to know them is nice. But what he also said was he asked those guys, in your view, hey, what went wrong? Why didn't it go the way it was supposed to last season? And taking those answers from those guys and saying, I need you to stand up and say that in front of your teammates moving forward, and sort of putting some of that onus on these players that, hey, you know, a guy can stand up and say, this is one of the things that was the reason it didn't go right last year. And for him to sort of empower the players.
I love that.
I was really impressed.
It really, you know, and it's a test case. Like I said, it's unprecedented. And it's not one guy to blame. And injuries were fairly moderate, you know, to minimal, so it wasn't that. But when you think about that talent level and those pitchers coming back and that bullpen and the back of that bullpen, and my God, you picked up Kimbrel. I mean, it's unprecedented. It's hard to point fingers and say, well, I knew. No, the only thing we knew was the defense would not be good. It would be serviceable at best. We knew that. But the rest of it, I'm sorry. Anybody who thinks they know baseball and thought, no, they're not going to do this, not going to do that. All the scouts that I talked to in spring training, the only thing they talked about was chemistry and the defense.
Yeah.
And chemistry, Larry Lucchino always used to say, I don't care about chemistry. I care about biology. You know, big, strong, you know, gnarling teeth and that kind of thing. But it matters. It matters, and it wasn't there. For whatever reason, it never came together. And it's just, I mean, they should be studying that for years from now in baseball. What the heck happened to the Padres in 15? It's remarkable and also bizarre.
All right, Ted, it's a fun time of year for you, not just because spring training is coming up, March Madness, and postseason college hoops. Do you ever get a break, by the way? I mean, you go from the Padres to Aztec football to Aztec basketball to the Padres.
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't. No, it's interesting. I haven't thought about that, Jess, because I haven't had a vacation in over 20 years because of the overlap to where it goes, you know, from football. And then basketball begins during the football season in November with San Diego State, which carries the basketball into, thank God you said March Madness. Promise me.
Yeah.
Please promise me there'll be March Madness. And then that goes into the spring training.
So how do you do it?
The baseball season, just no vacations.
It's just the way he likes it.
Just
you
no
love
vacations.
It.
And I love vacations, but I love play-by-play. So I made the choice. If I didn't want it, I shouldn't do San Diego State. Or not do the Padres. That's up to me. But if you want to do it all, then don't complain about no vacations. So I'm fine with it.
It's awesome. You know? Steve Fisher's boys, they've been fun these last few weeks.
They're amazing. It's fascinating. And watching the Super Bowl, and speaking of cliches and expectations, well, defense wins championships. My God, does it ever.
Well said.
Does it ever. I mean, that Carolina offense, I saw it during the year, and I was pulling for Ron. You know, Ron Rivera was a marvelous guy. Ron used to come up and sit in the booth with us when he was the assistant coach with the Chargers, and what he liked the Padres, though he was, you know, in Chicago and the Bears and all that, and the Cubs and White Sox. But Ron used to sit with us upstairs in the booth. So I'm pulling for them, though I'm not a big fan of their owner, Jerry Richardson. I love Jerry. I just parenthetical. Jerry Richardson, I love my players. I love my players. The guy uses his political contacts to introduce legislation in North Carolina that his players cannot file for workman's compensation when they get hurt. And it's the National Football League, and they're going to get hurt. But he said, I love my players. Just parenthetical. So I was pulling for Ron Rivera, though I was not pulling for the owner to be standing there with the Lombardi Trophy. And as it turned out, he wasn't, because defense wins. And to answer your question, that's what Aztec football did, and that's what Aztec basketball does. Hard time scoring, but this guy averages 25 a game. Not against the Aztecs. This guy averages 27. Not against the Aztecs. Old-fashioned, old-school, just like their coach.
Beautiful.
Dribbling down to them, and it's a wonderful thing to watch.
Yeah, no, they've been fun, and obviously postseason stuff is coming up. An absolute pleasure and thrill always to visit with you. Thank you for coming down.
Thank
That's
you.
Very nice of you.
Anytime, and I'm looking so forward to having you either my right or my left. Your choice. Doesn't matter.
No, I don't. As long as I'm there, man.
We can be together.
I'll sit in the back with Marcus. I got no problem with that. I'll sit with Dave. You know, we can.
Nah, you're on the right.
Okay.
You've got to be on the right.
We're going to have a good old time.
Yeah. No, it'll be awesome.
Yeah,
Ted Leitner. Make sure you're following him on Twitter. If you're not, at Ted Leitner.
True.
At Ted Leitner. All right. We've been talking about it. Spring training just around the corner, and tickets are now available for all the games in Peoria. Get them now. Padres.com/spring. Padres.com/spring. Still to come, the new host of Padres Social Hour. You will meet the person. Also, Mike Grace swings by. We continue right after this.
When the summer rolls around, the Padres will be playing right here. For now, you've got us. Padres Social Hour.
The off-season edition.
Coming to you from the AMR studio.
All right, welcome back. We're at Petco Park. Coming up in a few minutes, we will meet the new host of Padres Social Hour. Buddy Mike Grace is going to stop by. RJ is here. Bill Center is here. We're having a good time. Thanks to Ted Leitner for coming by. One of the things we were talking about with him, and even before that with AJ and this international baseball world that's sort of out there for the taking right now, today there was some news in El Nuevo Herald back in Miami about a pair of Cuban brothers defecting at the Caribbean Series. The older one is going to be like an unrestricted free agent. I've seen him aged anywhere between 31 and 33. Yeah. He's a third baseman, and by most accounts, the best player in Cuba that's been there, and obviously he's not going to be. Also, his younger brother, much younger, and he'll be subject to sort of all the international signing protocols and everything like that. I got no idea if the Padres are going to jump in on these guys. I would imagine they will, at absolute minimum, kick the tires. Because, Bill, as we've learned, you know, from A.J. Preller, this is a niche for him that he really seems to enjoy.
And you know what? And I think it's a hard sell a lot of times, I think, for A.J. to come out in these guys because, you know, they think about the big teams, the Yankees, the right. Red Sox, the Dodgers. You know, and they have that in the back of mind. Or the kids growing up, and that was the teams they were looking at. And a lot of them, you know, I wish they were looking at the Padres and give us a little bit of an advantage on some of these international players, the talent.
Well, I think the third baseman's interesting. I mean, I like Solarte, but from the stories I read this morning, I don't know the player at all, but I guess he was the mainstay, the key player on the Cuban team. And a lot of people think that his career's not going to be very long, but that he's ready to play in the major leagues right now.
Well, he's, you know, game ready right now
right.
at 32, let's say. Yeah, and that's going to
we'll average it
3 or 4 years.
Right? Yeah.
3 or 4 year contract.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a team that might not feel super solid at third base, but it feels like they're real close outside of that would really, you know, pursue him, you know, pretty strongly.
Absolutely.
You know, again, with the age thing obviously being the big factor. Also played 62 games in Japan last year, hit 305 with 11 home runs.
Now, would he be available to play, like, this April?
Yes.
Yes.
Theoretically. Assuming everything kind of clears through. So he's, like an immediate, ready-to-go guy. And it'll be interesting to see with this next CBA, which we mentioned, you know, how, and I'm not going to say if, I will say how, the international signing rules change. I don't think there's any question there are going to be some adjustments. And also with sort of the diplomatic restrictions being softened a bit with Cuba, you know, how that is impacted moving forward. It's still the Wild West right now to a certain extent.
But, you know, the thing on the third baseman, the track record in Japan, I think that's almost as important as what he's done in Latin America because you have a better gauge on how the numbers compute from Japan to the United States.
There's a formula. There's an algorithm somewhere in Brian McBurney's computer that says here are his numbers from Japan, and that's what they would equal at double A here. That's what they would equal at triple A. I don't know if that's actually true, but it feels like a thing that could be true. They do have those sorts of computations, though.
Right.
They kind of try and figure
I think you get a
out.
Visual on the guy. He can play or he can't play. How's that, gentlemen? I got your algorithms. Come on. Kid can play or he can't play.
Why no love for an algorithm?
So
if it were that easy, everybody would be an all-star. If he could play or not. Yeah.
Is that right?
If he could play or not.
Get with Sabermetrics.
Sorry.
You do a great job.
I'm done.
No. You do a great job breaking down.
Just like a line drive.
And by the way,
big time.
Yeah, just duck. Randy, by the way, he understands that. He's playing a little bit. He understands this stuff very well. We've all had conversations. You don't have to play stupid for me, sir. All right. In a little bit, the new host. By the way, so this show is airing at 7 o'clock tonight on Fox Sports San Diego, right? We're taping it in the afternoon. Why? It doesn't matter, but we're taping it this afternoon. And we do the show, as most people probably know, from the beautiful AMR studio right here at Petco Park inside the team store, which, of course, is open to the public. Now, maybe in an ideal world, we would tape this show and the big surprise would be revealed between 7 and 8 tonight on Fox Sports San Diego. But we got some folks snooping around. So the word's going to get out on Twitter between now and when this show airs about, I think, who the new host is.
Oh, I would think.
Unless we start paying people off in, like, free All-Star gear or something. I don't know. But we will have the big announcement, the new host of Padres Social Hour, in a few minutes. When we come back, though, our friend Mike Grace is going to sit on the couch and join us. He's got a new haircut. Single game tickets go on sale this Thursday, the 11th of February. Be the first to get tickets to the season's most anticipated games, including those matchups against the Dodgers, the Giants, the Red Sox, the Yankees. They're all coming to Petco this year. Tickets are available beginning Thursday at Padres.com. Single game tickets go on sale Thursday. When we come back, Mike Grace, and then Blooper is going to try out his new equipment. We'll see if it works. Padres Social Hour continues from the AMR studio at Petco Park.
Keeping you up to date on everything Padres all season long, it's Padres Social Hour.
The off-season edition.
Coming to you from the AMR studio.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour. Randy will be back in a few moments. We'll also meet the new host. Bill is still here and in a matching shirt, I believe. Mike Grace joins as well. Grace, wow, Sox game outstanding, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
A little tequila sunrise there. I see you. It's fun. Not Astros Social Hour, sir. No.
This is my Southwestern. I'm getting ready for Arizona.
Oh, I got you.
Got a little flavor, right?
Those will play big in Peoria with some shorts and sandals. Oh, yeah, babe.
Maybe some Toms.
Maybe.
A little Navajo design?
Basically, yeah.
Wow, you're getting very specific.
They can't beat Ted Leitner's flesh socks.
He changed sock game forever on Social Hour.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Socks have always been a big part of this show for obvious reasons. I got my brown Padres socks on today. But Leitner went no socks. And it really, like, the world kind of flipped upside down for a few minutes when he was on. That was cool. Grace is one of a nice handful of people who's kind of stepped in when I was unavailable the last couple of years on the show. And awesome, man. Great. Very many people, by the way, they could not tell the difference between the two of
us. That's right.
So it was actually very smooth because they were like, oh, yeah, it's a generic-looking white guy. It's still Jesse. they didn't even pay that much attention to it. So thank you for all of your efforts the last 2 years.
Oh, man, thank you for letting me be a part of it. This has been a dream come true for me. And, I mean, to be every single day during the season, there's so much to talk about. And all the work that you've put in, there's been some pretty special moments. And Blooper and the team put together a little Agler highlight video. We're gonna bless the fans with all of your finest moments here. Blooper, why don't you take it away and show everybody Agler's finest.
Great.
Welcome to Padres Social Hour, and welcome to Petco Park, opening night of the 2014 baseball season. Padres and the Dodgers here at Petco Park. Jesse Agler and Randy Jones, thanks for joining us as we get ready to turn our backs on spring training and get excited for the regular season. Almost all against Frias. It was a very chilly reception he was given.
Yes, and then they just sort of left him out. Oh, Frias, chilly reception. That one ran out right by me.
Is it in El Nino? Is that maybe part of
what?
The deal?
No,
okay. No,
get away.
Are you a sailor?
I can sail.
You legitimately know how to sail.
I've been sailing most of my life. I could sail you around the bay masterfully.
All right.
Depending
on
the kind of craft we're in.
I'm in then. I don't expect anything out of me. I mean, I could pull a rope
or do
a little manual labor.
A line. Let's get the terminology down before anything else. I think, Bill, I need you on the record saying you're totally in support of this operation.
I'm suing you.
We call it Bill the Scout. You can join us on Twitter. Sometimes you get really good Twitter contributions to the show, and they can really keep the thing going. And then sometimes you get like this from Mr. Master 1872. He says, can you read this, LOL? Yeah, we can, Mr. Master. And there you go. You're famous now. Wait a minute, this is that guy, by the way. This is that idiot guy. Remember him from a few weeks ago, this idiot? Yeah. The guy had all these opinions on how he doesn't like you. Now I'm remembering, Mark.
Oh.
He doesn't want anybody like under the age of 25 on Padres Social Hour. He's the ageist.
Mark.
He's a real jerk, this guy. He's very nasty on Twitter.
I was never really a Stones person. I like
They're a little young for your taste.
Nope. Yeah, a little young for my taste.
A Blooper is working on getting Mick Jagger to stop by the show.
Right.
Come hang out. Blooper was unable to book us, Mick Jagger or Keith Richards or even one of the other guys, to come on the show. But he has told me that before her concert later this summer, he is guaranteeing that we get Taylor Swift on the
show. Sitting right here, Blooper's guaranteed that.
He has absolutely guaranteed that. Right, Blooper?
No.
I don't know. Come on. Don't be modest.
It's really not an unusual... But Pat Murphy, as you said, is just a regular guy.
Hey, Blooper, can we see that lineup again? That was very relevant to what we were talking about. Nice job. There you go. That's good. Well, we'll get to that eventually.
Okay.
We'll talk about the lineup.
Did he flip that up while I was talking?
Yeah, just in the middle of your thing about Pat Murphy, he threw the lineup on the screen for no apparent reason. What were you thinking there? How did that fit in?
He makes the lineup? I don't know.
He's got no clue.
He makes the lineup.
He's got no clue.
Are you saying you did it intentionally?
No, it was
intentionally. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Way to go, Blooper. There was a woman last night, a Cardinal fan, who tweeted at the Padres in the top of the seventh inning, making fun of the Padres for using multiple relievers in one inning. Tony La Russa, for God's sake, he is the sole reason baseball games now take 3 hours. That's what a loud stadium sounds like. I know we're into the golf clap in St. Louis, but in a lot of other places, the fans cheer, and they get into it, and they scream, and they yell. They shouldn't have to rely on this nonsense. They're 77 wins, you know, leading baseball coming into this weekend. They're accomplishing enough things on the field that they shouldn't be so insecure off of it. And man, what a mess. What a mess. I think I'm good. Whew. I got
Settle
it.
Down. Time for a blood pressure check?
No, I'm good. You don't think they're the best fans of baseball, do you? Bill, you got a yen? You?
No.
I mean, you're sitting next to the actual professional.
I'm just go like this. Yeah! Yeah!
How's All right, it? That was good. Now, that's going to be on social media.
That probably will. Probably the last one I got.
All good.
It's sweet.
What did you just do? You just got up and pranced?
He couldn't do it.
We'll never have a better moment than that on the show.
That was the drop the mic.
That was it.
That was,
I feel like.
But you kind of put the headphones down instead of dropping the mic.
Yeah, no. I'm not that flashy.
All right, it's all good.
Not that flashy.
Don't worry about it.
Nice job, Blooper.
He did a good job.
You know, that was sincere. That was sincere. I said, nice job, Blooper.
That was really good.
You know, Blooper's mom is here, by the way.
I know.
That was like my big request. Blooper the other day, he goes, any special requests for your last social? I was like, no, man, business as usual. Let's just have fun. You know, I'm not into the – that was fun, though. I enjoyed that. It was a good little retrospective. But I'm not about to take any of the stuff too seriously. And then in kind of a separate conversation a couple of moments later, he mentioned that his mom was visiting this week. And I said, oh, let's go back to that special guest thing. And and so Blooper's mom is here, and she gets to see the whole thing happen.
So that'd be Mrs. Blooper Sr.?
Mama Blooper.
Mama Blooper.
Mama
okay.
Blooper. That's right. What we call her. Yep. Yeah. There's Mama Blooper, Lady Blooper.
Papa Blooper.
Other Blooper. We got a lot of – the Blooper family has really grown over the last couple of years.
Let's make sure it doesn't grow anymore, though.
Yeah. No baby bloopers out there.
Hey, you never know.
Okay.
Somewhere down the line.
I guarantee
he's
you
maturing every day, by the way. You know what? Let's talk
Literally.
About Blooper for a
right.
moment. Seth, our producer, Blooper, are you able to put yourself on camera? Have you figured that out yet? There you go. Wave to the nice people. Blooper showed up at spring training from Buffalo, New York, when we hired him 2 years ago. He drove. It took him like a week and a half. But he drove from Buffalo to Peoria, Arizona. And my man rolls up in like cutoff shorts and Toms with socks. And it was like, oh, we've made a terrible mistake. but the reality is the amount of work and responsibility that we dumped into his little lap was significant. And every single time, almost, he has risen to the occasion. And he gets this thing on the air most days.
Right.
Most days. Blooper, thank you for everything the last 2 years. I appreciate it. The next person, whoever he or she may be, and we'll find out in a couple of moments, is lucky to inherit you, along with this relatively comfortable furniture.
Thanks. It's been fun.
Yeah, good.
Except for the day that he didn't get it on.
Well, there were a few. There were a couple days.
Just one.
Yeah.
Just
there were also
one.
Days like nobody showed up, you know. So
that's right.
Yeah,
that's
it's not just a Blooper that makes mistakes.
Not me.
Now, here's a question. Does your backpack leave with you?
Yes. My backpack comes with me as I use my backpack every day. In case you're wondering why Mike asked that, there was a show when no one else showed up. So I just did an hour with the backpack.
Right.
That's not true. Annie showed up for like the last 20 minutes, which was very nice of her.
But it was compelling television.
I mean,
absolutely compelling television.
I think you need to use the dictionary. Compelling would not.
It's not literally compelling.
No, there was nothing compelling about that.
I was riveted.
Were you?
Absolutely. How is Agler going to pull off an hour of Padres talk in the middle of a baseball season talking to his backpack? And you did it.
Yeah, the backpack was a good conversationalist.
It was great.
Well, Grace, thank you again for everything. You know, I'll mention, you know, the other helpful people we've had over the last couple of years that have really been huge in kind of filling in and guest hosting and being guests and co-hosts and everything else. Annie.
And I know Andy's going to be around. Ben Higgins has done an awesome job. Jordan Carruth, really enjoyed getting to know Jordan a little bit this year as well. So it's been fun. It's been really, really fun. And we're not done yet. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll see who the new host of Padres Social Hour is. Make sure you're following at GaslampBall, and you can find out hours before anybody else. Padres Social Hour continues right after this.
We're back to the AMR studio in the Western Metal Supply Building at Petco Park. This is Padres Social Hour,
the off-season edition.
All right, welcome back. Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio at Petco Park. So we're going to try something we've never done before. All right. Blooper has got our next guest, not on the telephone, and we've done the telephone thing a lot. It's on Skype. We're going to be able to see the person. And the person is the new host of Padres Social Hour. I suggest we waste no more time. Let's get right to it and introduce the gentleman who will be sitting here most days moving forward. His name is Mike Janella, and Mike joins us live now via, look at that, it worked, Blooper, nice job. Mike, congratulations, man, how are you?
Thank you, Jesse, I'm great, how are you?
I'm great. Where are you that you're not here and that we're using the magic of technology to touch base?
Right now I'm in New York City, so just wrapping up a couple of things, getting some loose ends taken care of here before I head out to Peoria, and then eventually that seat you're in right now.
Very awesome. Maybe give everybody a little bit of a background of who you are.
Yeah, so big baseball guy, big sports guy, and I'm excited to be able to fill those shoes of yours here soon. Sad to see you go, but should be exciting to take that chance. And yeah, I've done some baseball play-by-play. I've been in the minor leagues. I've gone through there. Grew up right outside of New York City. Was a big Mets fan as a kid, and now getting a chance to go over and be part of the Padres family is I'm pretty pumped for it. Should be really awesome. I'm a video host right now online. Been doing that for a while. And yeah, just really excited for this chance and excited for the season to get started.
Favorite player growing up? Are we talking like Benny Agbayani? What? Who was your guy?
Mike Piazza. Mike Piazza. The only choice.
You and Blooper are going to have some fun. Boy.
Yeah, looking forward to spending some time with him talking about, yeah, the glory days of 99 to 2001.
I can't wait for the Mike and Blooper road trip to Cooperstown this summer. That will be for no reason whatsoever. We'll be doing shows from Cooperstown this summer. Awesome. Mike, congratulations again. Great to see you. Look forward to checking in with you in Peoria. And this is your thing now. Congratulations, man. And I think everybody's going to really enjoy it.
I appreciate it. Any advice you have for me, just leave me a nice little welcome note or packet, and I'll be looking forward to it.
We'll grab a cold beverage, I think, at spring training, and we'll have some fun talking about it. Mike Janella, everybody, the new host of Padres Social Hour. I was not super involved in the process, but I was kind of aware of a lot of what was going on to get the new host. And let me just say, in all seriousness, the amount of work that Mike and all the candidates, and my understanding was there's some really, really quality people, was like significant. You know, I mean, this wasn't just a thing where you did a phone interview and we kind of like him, let's get him down here. The Padres and Nikki and Matt Coy really kind of spearheading the search. They had everybody jump through hoops, man. You know, from my understanding, and you're left with one man standing, and he's a good dude, and he's going to do an awesome job. So I think everybody should enjoy getting to know Mike Janella. We'll take a break, come back. Got a couple minutes to go. Bill and Randy will be back. Padres Social Hour, live from the AMR studio at Petco Park.
Getting you ready for the Padres 2016 season. This is Padres Social Hour,
the off-season edition,
with your host, Jesse Agler.
All right, welcome back. Padres Social Hour with Bill Center, Cy Young Award winner Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler. I don't want things to get too mushy-gushy here at the end. But with you two
mushy
gentlemen.
Mushy-gushy.
Blooper's trying to make it all like
it.
Emotional. Yeah. He's got his
Come
little
on.
Video.
We no, might be happy.
It's not like you're disappearing.
Right. I'm not dead.
Right. Yeah. And we could actually be happy, right?
I was going to say.
Right.
Yeah, no, everyone's happy. But I do want to say a nice thing about the two of you gentlemen, and Kurt and everybody else who sat here. People say, oh, man, Jesse, you do such a good job. No. The guy sitting there, whoever it is, and it's a rotating group of people, that's what makes this show. Like, any dum-dum can sit here, and you'll see it. Mike's not a dum-dum, but like it'll be great with Mike Janella. And it was great when Ben hosted, and great when Grace hosted, because the people sitting on the bigger couch are the bigger deal. And that's what kind of makes this thing fun interesting.
I'm
great job, gentlemen, and thank
you. I'm going to miss you complaining about the umpires, though. You really did a great job all year of that.
You know what?
I really enjoyed that.
You've done that a couple times.
Well, you know, I'm going to swing by every once in a while just to do it with you. Maybe not on the air, but we can do it.
Oh, no, I plan on coming. If there's like a really bad umpiring game here at Petco,
you're going to be down?
The next day, you can look for it. We get that sponsor.
A short little interview.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be popping down, you know, in between getting ready for the game and whatever else.
That'd
like,
be great.
Let's talk about Bob Davidson for a minute, you know, or whoever. That's what's going
Angel
on.
Hernandez.
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
He might come in.
There's a couple
we
over
a
the
lot.
Years.
We
All
have
right.
a lot of them.
Mike, I know Bill, you had opportunity to sort of do a test show with Mike, and he got your highest recommendation. I understand.
I thought he was the number one. It was fun working with him. We did an hour audition show, and his background, his knowledge of baseball, his knowledge of the Padres was exceptional, and we had a good time. It was a lot like having you sitting there.
Good.
I mean, and that's the high praise because, hey, I'll tell you, I sort of came into this cold. You made it work.
Well, you did a nice job. So the next show will be February 24th. It will be from Peoria. We won't be here again until April, which is crazy. And we'll bring you shows, I think, pretty much every week, right, Blooper, from spring training. And we'll have that taken care of. All right. I'm ready for spring training. I told you that cactus light bulb has gone off over my head. I don't care what any outside expectations are for the team. I just love this time of year. I just love going out to Arizona and getting to be a part of that.
Where's your favorite place to eat in Peoria? Where do you really like to go?
I've got a couple.
Huh?
It depends what kind of food you want.
Well, come and give it up.
I love the Sliders at the Moon.
Ooh.
Right across the street.
Nice.
But none of this is paid for, by the way. This is just all opinion, none of that. You wouldn't think great sushi in the Phoenix area. You wouldn't.
No.
But there's a place. We'll go at least a half dozen times.
Wow.
In the course of the 6 weeks that we're there. Sakana. They got a few of them. It's like a local chain. And the legend is that when Ichiro played for the Mariners, and, of course, the Mariners and the Padres share the facility, that's where he ate all the time.
Really?
I have no idea if that's true. I believe Josh Issue started that rumor. Is that correct, Blooper?
That's where I got it from.
That's where we got it from.
Okay.
But, you know, you sort of go into it. You say, it's good. I mean, he's from Japan. He should know good sushi.
He should.
And it's great, man. It's really good. And they're nice in there. They kind of know you a little bit because you come as frequently as you do. What about you? What do you like to eat?
Oh, no, I was more interested.
Oh, you didn't have a place.
No, I didn't have a place.
You think like, oh, it's suburban Phoenix. You might struggle to find something to eat. There's some good places, man. And and essentially just living there for 6 weeks as we do, you figure them out. A couple good watering holes, if you know what I mean.
Got a pretty good idea.
There's some good things to do. All right, can I do some more thank yous? Is that allowed?
Sure.
Like I said, I don't want to get mushy-gushy, but I do think it's appropriate. Mike D and Wayne Partell, I worked with them in Miami. They said, hey, what do you think about doing a similar kind of deal here in San Diego? And it was like, yeah, of course, I'm there. Let's do it, which is awesome. And meeting those guys about 6 years ago now, best thing that ever happened in my career, and just incredibly grateful for that. And of course, this opportunity wasn't just because of them. It was the buy-in from Ron Fowler and Peter and Tom Seiler and the ownership group here taking a guy. They had no idea who I was. How would they? He's got no ties to San Diego. He's been working for a football team the last 4 years. And they said, let's give it a shot. And they were nice enough to do so, and it's worked out beautifully. And the reason to me, one of the big reasons why it's worked out so beautifully, I mentioned you guys, how easy you make it. The fans have been awesome here, man. I felt absolutely welcome from moment one, and getting to know some people through Twitter, getting to know some people in person, you know, come by, see the show, everything like that has really, really been special. And that's the coolest part of this show is we get to all know each other. And it could be Twitter, like Cranky Ed. I've never met Cranky Ed. But we tweet all the time, and if Cranky Ed showed up and introduced himself, I'd be, like, excited to meet Cranky Ed.
That'd be awesome.
And, you know, and so it's awesome. So a huge thank you to the Padre fans here who are so welcoming and all of that. I mentioned Blooper. We did his thing. He's great. Nikki is sort of our other, you know, behind-the-scenes person. Hardest working woman in show business, as far as I'm concerned. And she's been working even harder moving forward. But thank you to Nikki for everything these last couple of years. It's been awesome. And those are my thank yous. I wanted to get them in. I just felt it was appropriate. Self-indulgent, I know. I apologize. But what are you going to do?
I'm out of here.
You're allowed.
It's been fun.
Right.
I'm out of here. So thank you, guys. That's about it. Mike Janella is the new host of Padres Social Hour. You will see him hosting for the first time on February 24th from Peoria. As we said, we'll be packing up the old Social Hour bus in just a few days. And I'm making the drive across the desert, baby. Head east. And just keep going until you get to Phoenix. Thank you guys for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jesse.
My absolute pleasure. Bill Center, Randy Jones, Mike Grace, Ted Leitner, Blooper, and everybody else. This was fun. We'll do it again soon from Peoria. Have a great night.